Hello and welcome to the Box Score Breakdown. I'm your host, William Harris, aka William Is Bill, and we are back with another great episode recapping the games of the night. Had a 5-game slate tonight, and this is the Box Score Breakdown presented to you by FanDuel. And we had 2 overtime games. It was a very fun day of basketball. So let's get straight to it like it's nothing to it. And once again, hoping you guys' fantasy squads are doing all right tonight. And so let's get started with the first game. The Memphis Grizzlies defeated the Clippers 121-103. Kind of a blowout, but the Clippers are just an epic failure of a team this year. Major moves are going to be happening. They need to unload everyone, honestly, and just start over. But let's start with the Grizzlies. Jaren Jackson Jr. exploded for 31 points. This is what we've been looking for Jaren Jackson Jr. And you would expect this type of a point performance without Ja Morant, because Ja Morant was out a lot. Jaren Jackson was just kind of moving steady along. But Ja is back. He played 21 minutes tonight, and I guess that helped Jaren Jackson put more points on the board. So the focus was not all on him. Unfortunately, he did not get 10 rebounds, but he had 4 rebounds, 4 assists, 1 steal, and 5 blocks. That's why we love Jaren Jackson Jr. in fantasy. We wish he could do this more often, but 31-5, best player of the night type of stats. 5 blocks is not something you see every day. Even though Wembanyama makes it look easy, it's not easy. Let's talk about Ja Morant that I just mentioned. 12 points in 21 minutes. 3 boards, 4 assists, 1 steal, 1 block. They're clearly working them back in slowly, and they didn't need to overexert him today because they blew out the Clippers. Jalen Wells started 16-5 with 3 assists and a steal. Cedric Coward got the start and only played 23 minutes but had 12 points, 2 boards, 2 assists. Santi Aldama started, not even worth mentioning. So it's kind of a weird game, but the second leading scorer on this team came off the bench. That was Cam Spencer. He had 27 points, went 9-for-13 from the field, 7-for-10 from 3. 7 3-pointers is ridiculous. That's Steph Curry type of activity out there. And he also has 6 assists, 3 boards, and a steal. So that is fantasy goodness from Cam Spencer that you don't really expect. He's been playing well. But like I said, with Jaren and Cam, you expect them to not do as much with Ja back. They are improved with Ja back. So we'll see if Ja Morant will help uplift the rest of the team. And because the team is 12-14 right now and Ja's missed a lot of games. So we'll see if they can go on a winning streak. No one else is really worth note tonight. But it's just worthy of knowing that Cedric Coward started along with Jalen Wells. Keep him in your watch list if he's not in your rosters. Deeper league, Cedric Coward is someone out there that is going to continue to improve through the rest of the season. All right. And we know Zach Edey didn't play, so that's why Cedric Coward started. For the Clippers, Kawhi Leonard, 21 points, 4 boards, 3 assists, and 1 steal. 50% from the field, 9-of-18. This is a solid game. Kawhi's on cruise level right now, it seems. Can he do more? I'm not sure. You know, I don't think this is his peak, but I also don't think he's on a good enough team to exert himself more than this. And, you know, because he has an injury risk as well. So he played 37 minutes, so that's a ton of minutes. But, you know, we know the old Kawhi could score 30, have better all-around numbers. But I don't know if he can score much more than 21, 25 points nowadays. So, you know, he's in his 30s now. A lot of injuries. But I don't know. This Clippers team is not good. John Collins, who should be good, 10 points, 2 boards, 1 assist, 1 block. It's just very blah. It's been like that all year for John Collins. He does not fit with this team, or this team does not fit with him. Rivica Zubac only shot the ball 6 times, shot 3-for-6, 6 points. Don't know what's going on with that. 13 rebounds, though. That's what's going to get you up out of your seat. You want to see the 13 rebounds. It's the one block is okay. But in 33 minutes, that is very surprising that he would only shoot the ball 6 times and get 6 points. James Harden, 13 points. He was a weird pregame. Is he going to play? Is he not going to play? Who knows what the Clippers were doing with that? But he ended up playing 31 minutes, 13 points, 6 assists, 3 steals, 3 boards. So the assists and steals will get you by. We're not used to James Harden scoring 13 points either. Chris Dunn scored more points than John Collins and James Harden and Ivica Zubac. So that's normally not going to lead to a good day for you. He was the second leading scorer on the team with 17, and he did have 5 assists. Off the bench, Jordan Miller, the young guy, very talented, 10 and 6 boards. Love to see that. And then it was just a mishmash of backups not doing much. Brooke Lopez, the only player that did not play. He's a DNP. So you can look for him to possibly be moved first because it's crazy that Brooke Lopez is not playing. They played the rookie, Yannick Kolar-Niederreiter, 4 minutes and not Brooke Lopez. Something is going down. Next game, the Nuggets defeated the Rockets. This was one of those overtime games, one of the two, 128-125. KD had 25 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, 5 turnovers, unfortunately, but he also had 5 blocks and 1 steal. So these stats are all over the place, but in a good way for the most part. You can forgive those 5 turnovers, having 5 boards, 7 assists, and 5 blocks. We just talked about Jaren Jackson Jr. with 5 blocks. That's to be expected from a center, not from Kevin Durant. So that's just a bonus. You got to love that. Unfortunately, they lost, but that's great stats. Jabari Smith with a double-double, 16 and 10 with 4 assists and a block. Alperen Sengun with the major, major game, 33 points, 10 boards, 10 assists, and 2 steals, and a block. That's that line of the night type of material right there. Unfortunately, he had 4 turnovers. But we're not nitpicking on that. When you have a 30-point triple-double with 2 steals and a block, I hate to be going against him in fantasy. Josh Okogie normally starts and does not much at all, but he's in there for his defense. But tonight he has 16 points, 4 boards, and 2 steals. So he actually was a big-time fantasy producer, but he went 7-for-9 from the field, and that's normally not going to happen. So I would probably look past that. Amen Thompson played a huge 44 minutes along with KD. 44 minutes. That's crazy. But 14 points, 12 boards, 6 assists. Nice all-around game for Amen Thompson. You wish he had a steal or a block in there, but and more points. But 14 and 12, you'll take it with 6 assists. Off the bench, Reed Shepard's the only guy in double figures with 14 points. He had 2 steals as well, and no one else really did any damage. Let's go to the Nuggets. Let's see if Jokic could top KD's 25 points or Alperen Sengun's 33 points. He did. 39 points for Jokic, 15 boards, 10 assists. So he said, I see your 30-point triple-double. I'll do you one better. More points, more rebounds, same amount of assists. But he also had 2 steals and 2 blocks. It's just insane. Jokic is insane. He is not being valued like he should. These numbers on a day-to-day basis are incredible. And I think people are just writing it off like, oh, he did that. Oh, he did that. No, this is ridiculous. Jamal Murray put up an amazing game as well. 35 points, 3 boards, 5 assists, 3 turnovers. But he went 9-for-17 from the field, 14-for-15 from the free throw line. You can't ask for a much better game from Jamal Murray than that. And, you know, Jokic stole all the assists, so he still had 5, but he would have had more if he didn't have the best passing big in the league on his team. Now, the young fella Spencer Jones back in the starting lineup, 11 points, 2 steals, 3 blocks. Good to see him back. He was trending up, then he got injured. Now it looks like he's back, played 41 minutes, started 2 steals, 3 blocks. You'll take that every day of the week. And as long as he's starting, he has to be someone that you have on your radar. Cam Johnson, 13 points, 3 boards, 2 assists. Look at that in comparison. Spencer Jones and Cam Johnson. Spencer Jones' stats are better than Cam Johnson's, except for 2 points and 2 assists. But, I mean, he's got 2 steals to 0, 3 blocks to 0. So if Spencer Jones is going to be anywhere near Cam Johnson's level, obviously that lets you know why you can consider him as a streaming option or a deeper league pickup. Peyton Watson started. He got injured in this game. Only played 6 minutes, had 5 points, 1 steal. He was questionable to return, so let's hope it wasn't too bad of an injury. We will see. That allowed Tim Hardaway Jr. to step in and play 40 minutes. So 4 starters played over 40 minutes, and Tim Hardaway Jr. played 40 minutes. Tim Hardaway Jr. had 13 points, 2 assists, 2 steals. So if you had Peyton Watson, if you need a guy that's going to get major minutes, Tim Hardaway got the most in this game, but you wouldn't be out of luck if you got Tim Hardaway or Bruce Brown. Bruce Brown probably is the better add, even though he got less minutes, because he normally gets more all-around stats. Like, even tonight, he played 27 minutes compared to Tim Hardaway's 40 in 27 minutes. He only shot the ball 3 times, so he had 2 points. But ignore that, he had 9 rebounds, 4 assists, and 3 steals. Now, if you want points and threes, go for Tim Hardaway. You want defensive stats and rebounds, go for Bruce Brown. And that's all dependent upon how injured Peyton Watson is. Jonas Valanciunas had 8 points off the bench, but not much else. All right, next game. And if you, before I get into the next game, you're listening to the Box Score Breakdown. And if you're listening on the NBA Fantasy Podcast hosted by Doc and Brew, we are the Box Score Breakdown. Catch us on YouTube, catch us on X. We record live Monday through Friday, Tim Woodson and myself, to go over the games of the day and give you all the fantasy goodness that you could possibly need. So please subscribe, like, comment, all that good stuff. Follow me at William Is Bill. And like I said, we're live, so I'll answer questions at the end of the episode. All right, for the third game, the other overtime game, the Jazz defeated the Mavs 140-133. Cooper Flagg, we have to start with him. He tied or broke LeBron's record about points for a rookie, 42 points, 7 boards.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays, decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa, got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments, Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels, Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
6 assists, 1 steal, 2 blocks, 4 turnovers, but oh well. 42 points for Cooper Flagg, who's had his ups and downs in his rookie season. But tonight he went off. And as we can tell, he had to pick up the scoring load because Anthony Davis was out this game. And he stepped up to the plate. 13 for 27 from the field, 15 for 20 from the free throw line. Great game by Cooper Flagg. Couldn't carry them to a win, but carried them to overtime without a lot of that guy. No Kyrie, no AD, no Lively. So think about it like that. This is a great performance. Daniel Gafford was questionable, but he did play only 13 minutes. I don't know if that was a minutes restriction or if he got banged up again. Hopefully not, because I didn't even think he was going to play today, but he had 2 points, 1 steal and 1 block. So fingers crossed, Daniel Gafford did not hurt himself again. PJ Washington, 25 points, 13 boards, 2 assists and 1 block. Really nice, PJ. Najee Marshall, 15 points, 3 boards and a steal. Ryan Nembhard, 14 points, 11 assists, 4 boards and 1 steal. And just doing a tremendous job as an undrafted rookie free agent to be putting up a double-double starting for the Mavs. You know, my guy, D-Loading, missed this game. But even when he's playing, Ryan Nembhard is starting over him. It's just kind of crazy. But he is a passing savant. So he's going to keep that starting role until Kyrie comes back. Off the bench, Klay Thompson had 12 points, 2 boards, and 1 steal. Max Christie, 8 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. And it's a little surprising that Max Christie lost his starting role. But I guess he's in for that 6-man role, 6-7 man with Klay. But Max Christie is a good player. So they're going with Najee Marshall for defense, though. All right, for the Utah Jazz, Lauri Markkanen, 40 minutes played, 33 points, 16 boards, 5 assists, 4 steals, and a block. Tremendous game by Lauri Markkanen. It was a ton of huge performances tonight, if you can't tell. That's just insane. 4 steals, that's like a 40-point game. Like, 4 steals is crazy. And he almost had 40, 33 points. So, Lauri Markkanen, a huge game. Kyle Filipowski out of nowhere with a huge game. 25 points, 9 boards, 1 assist, 1 block. This is the type of production we were thinking we might get from Filipowski all year. It finally showed up tonight. Hopefully he can keep this going. 25 and 9. I mean, he's more than capable of doing this. He just hasn't done it. So was this a one-off or will he be back more productive? You know, he shot 9 for 13 from the field. That's hard to do. We'll see if he can show any semblance of this in the future. But if he's on your waiver wire, you have to consider him because 38 minutes and a big game. Let's see if he can back it up. Bryce Sensabaugh started out of nowhere. 22 minutes. He did not perform, though. 4 points, 2 boards, 3 assists, and a block. That's not going to get it done. Keontae George, the leading scorer of the night. And we mentioned Lauri with 33. Keontae had 37 points, 5 boards, 3 assists. No, excuse me, 5 boards and 6 assists with 2 turnovers. Over 50% from the field, 50% from 3, 10 or 12 from the line. This is a perfect game for Keontae George and about his abilities to have a team built around him. But, you know, the Jazz are not a good team, but there's no need to be negative to young players that are playing amazing. And just ask Nurkic. He'll let you know all about that. He didn't play tonight, but he had an epic comeback. A lot of controversy. Y'all look on X and find that if you want to. All right. Ace Bailey also started 24 minutes, 7 points, 2 boards, 3 assists. Solid. I wish he would have played more minutes, but solid. Taylor Hendricks was back. He was down in the G League. Came up 11-4. Same for Cody Williams. 22 minutes for him. Finally getting some playing time. 11 points, 2 assists, and 1 board. Isaiah Collier with 10 points and 8 assists. We know he can rack up those assists like crazy. And Walter Clayton played 13 minutes, but didn't get much done. So Isaiah Collier did play 31 minutes, though. That's probably the only thing that will stick with this bench. Because, like I said, Cody and Taylor were in the G League, but they've had good games. So this could stick for a while. We'll see. But like I said, no Nurk. So if you see Nurkic is out, you know you can play Filipowski, apparently. That's what seems to be the trend. I don't think anyone else is someone you can really rely on to add. If Isaiah Collier is available, he's going to get more minutes and get those assists for you. But we'll have to keep an eye out on Nurkic. I don't think he's hurt. Maybe he just rested. But that really impacted Filipowski a lot. Next game, the Raptors defeated the Heat 106-96. Brandon Ingram with 28 points, 5 boards, 5 assists, and a block. Nice. Scotty Barnes with 17-10, 6 assists, 2 steals, 3 blocks, 50% from the field. Great game by Scotty. You always just want more points, but great all-around game. You have to love that. They call it stocks. When you get the steals and blocks, the number combined is 5 for Scotty. So you say he had 5 stocks tonight. So whenever you have a number like 4 or more in the stocks category, steals and blocks, you had a great game. 3 is good, really good. So Jakob Poeltl started, 8 points, 8 boards, 1 block. Quickly, just I want to see more from Quickly, but 15 points, 4-4 with a steal. And Oche Abadji started but didn't do too much. Off the bench, Sandro Mamukelashvili, 11-7 with 2 steals. And Grady Dick had double figures off the bench as well with 10 points. For your Miami Heat, Andrew Wiggins, 10 points, 2 steals, and 3 blocks. Bam with 20-10 with a steal. Norman Powell, 20 points, 3 boards, 4 assists. Davion Mitchell, 12 points, 2 steals, 4 assists, 4 boards, 1 block. Nice all-around numbers. No, Tyler Hero did not play because of his toe, so that allowed Davion to play more. They started Simone Fontecchio. He did nothing. I heard Nikola Jovic fell and broke his arm. I don't know if it was in this game or in pregame because he has zeros all across the board. I hope he's okay, and that's not confirmed that it's a broke arm, but that's what I heard. So be on if you have Nikola Jovic, be on the lookout for that injury. Check his status. It is, if it is a broke arm, you can go ahead and drop him because he hasn't done much all year anyway. But that's just what it is. Hopefully it's not a broken arm. Jaime Jaquez, 10 points, 4 boards, 4 assists, 3 steals, unfortunately 5 turnovers. And Drew Smith off the bench with 11 points and 2 steals. I'll mention Khalil Ware in 19 minutes, 6 points, 13 rebounds. Gotta love that. 2 blocks. But, you know, 19 minutes. You kind of wish he went to another team, honestly, because they're not going to play him and Bam together. Unless they have to. Last game, Detroit Pistons defeated the Celtics 112-105. Cade Cunningham with the Heat, 32 points, 10 assists, 4 boards, and 1 steal. Over 50% from the field. Nice game. Jalen Duren slowed down in the points category. 6 points, 3 boards, 2 steals, 2 blocks. You love the stocks, but the rebounds and points sorely lacking tonight. But they still got the win, so it's okay. Tobias Harris, 13-7 with 3 assists. All-Star Thompson, 7-6. And nothing else except for 2 turnovers. So that was a little bit surprising. 23 minutes. He could not give you the all-around game we were hoping for. Off the bench, Ron Holland, 9-5. Caris LeVert, 13 points and a steal. Jaden Ivey, 10 points, 2 steals, 3 boards, 3 assists, and 21 minutes. And this is a winning team, so it's going to be frustrating. They've had 6 guys come off the bench. 5 of them were really productive. The 6th player didn't really play much at all, but those 5 came off the bench. And, like, everyone's playing a solid amount of numbers, so those bench players are not really going to be able to perform too much. Like Jaden Ivey, he needs minutes. He's not going to get much more than 20 to 25 if everyone's healthy. And they could have started him, but they're going with Ausar and Duncan Robinson. They could be starting Ron Holland and Jaden Ivey. They're both of those guys were top 5 picks for this team, and they're coming off the bench. So the Pistons are a very interesting team, very deep. You can tell they're playing to win, not to help our fantasy teams. And they are 21-5 doing big things. And if it ain't broke, don't fix it. For the Celtics, Nemanja Šarić, 6-7 with 2 steals and a block. Derek White with a huge 31.6 boards, 1 steal and 1 block game. And when his offense is going, I mean, it's hard to beat the Celtics. And the Pistons still did, but that's a great game. Jaylen Brown, 34-8 with 7 assists, 3 blocks, a steal, 4 turnovers. But that's great from Jaylen. That's what you expect. It's high expectations, but that's what you expect with no Tatum. Peyton Pritchard was questionable, but played 35 minutes, 12 points, 4 boards, 5 assists. Jordan Walsh started. It was high hopes for him. 8.6 boards, 2 steals. It's solid, but only 18 minutes. So you want it more like 30 minutes and you would have had a much better game. Anthony Simons, 9 points off the bench, not much else. And 4 players played in double figure minutes off the bench, but Simons is pretty much the only one that was effective. So that's our recap of 5 games tonight. And let's talk about our leading performers of the night. Kate Cunningham, 32-10. Jaylen Brown, 34-8-7. Brandon Ingram, 28 points. Bam, 20-10. Cooper Flagg with a huge 42-point game, 7 boards, 6 assists. Lauri Markkanen, 33-16-4. Alperen Sengun, 30-point triple-double, 33-10-10. Jokic, 30-point triple-double, 39-15-10. It's crazy. Jaren Jackson, 31 points, 5 blocks. I'm not even going to say the Clippers. They don't deserve that shout-out. But thank y'all for listening, watching. That was the 5-game recap. You know, the Fox Score breakdown is presented to you by FanDuel. Remember, if you have any questions, get them in during the show. If you can't get them in during the show, hit us up on Ethos Fantasy NBA on X. William is Bill on X. Admiral Nita, thanks for watching. Gave us a comment, said thanks for the show. Appreciate you guys. Subscribe, like, all that good stuff. And until next time, I'm out of here. Peace.